Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is an exciting show because we're talking about adventure travel. And adventure travel is really exciting because it gets you out and about, out into nature, out doing all great kinds of activities. This is a great Just Got Back show because we have Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses, which Sapelo can be a bit of an adventure in itself as a trip. We have lots of adventurous things to do there. But Doc Bill sitting in with me today, as well as Olivia Varnson, our intern, who's usually behind the scenes, but she's in the studio today. Hi, Olivia.
I'm great.
Good. Good to have you. And we have on the show with us Roger Fishman, who I can tell you is one of my favorite people. He is just one of the most interesting, fascinating people that I know. So welcome back to the show, Roger.
Thank you very much. Thrilled to be here.
Now, we wrapped up the last segment talking about the rookery. So I think there are a few more details that you can tell the listeners about the rookery because, I mean, it's really fascinating to hear everything about the rookery.
Yeah, the rookery is run by David and Suzanne Pohl Evans, and we will leave their information on our website if you want to contact them and about going to Saunders and the things that they have there. One thing we didn't talk about was food, and a lot of these places, they do self-catering, or you can set up a system with the travel agency you're going with, and they can also bring food to the locations. One of the neat things we didn't talk about was the Falklands is a series of islands, and you have to get from island to island. Mm. And to get around, there's a local airline called FIGAS, Falkland Island General Aviation Service, and it's a great service run by professional pilots, and they have small planes that give you great views. It's a great ride. It's sort of a neat way to start off an adventure. To see the island.
That sounds really fascinating, too, as a former flight attendant.
Right.
I like hearing about that kind of thing.
And the Falkland has all grades. I mean, you can be at a place in which the accommodations are minimal, comfortable, but really, really nice, and you can go to places which have high-end. And one of the places we're going to talk about now is a place called Bleecker Island, and that's more of a high-end facility, which is in a great place. Bleecker, from a travel adventure point, is great for its penguins, its gentoos, and something called surfing. Can you talk a little about surfing penguins, Roger?
Sure. Well, look, you know, when penguins go out in the water, and penguins are birds, and they spend, you know, most of their lives in the water because that's what they're built for, and they're also, that's where their food is. So they will go out into the water to go get food for their young, and when they come back to at the end of the day, they have to look around to make sure there's no predators that are going to catch them and eat them. So what they do is they do this thing they call dolphining, where they actually go up in the air, over and over, like a dolphin would, looking around and trying to make sure where is the safest place to come on shore. And when they decide to come on shore, they come on very quickly, and they go literally flying through the water, and then they catch the wave, and they literally then surf the wave and will end up literally on their heels, so to speak, and come on shore. So it's very exciting to watch them create this whole group that's protecting each other, looking out for each other, and then literally surfing their way to shore.
Well, that definitely sounds like a penguin family. That would be fascinating to see. Did you all get any video of that?
We definitely did. We got video and a lot of great pictures of it. And a lot of other birds. You have some really big sea Arctic birds down there. And one bird, which a lot of people think about, as I mentioned before, is the black-browed albatross. There's also the giant southern petrel, which is another huge bird. These are birds with wingspans about 7 feet. They're huge birds, beautiful birds, majestic birds. One bird which caught my attention was the black-necked swan, which was a gorgeous bird. It's a huge swan. It's one of the biggest freshwater birds in the Falklands, one of the biggest ones in the world. And it has a black neck, sort of a red head, and a white body, but it's very, very camera shy. And the closest I think I ever got to one was maybe 100 or 80 yards. Mm. But it's a beautiful bird.
And that wasn't for lack of trying, though, Doctor. You definitely tried a lot to get closer, but they were very smart and stayed away.
Right.
Now, Roger, how did you get into photography?
I got into photography probably about 6.5 years ago, and I was looking for one great trip to take before our son was born, and I decided to go to Africa. And when I got to Africa, I realized that this is what I needed to do with my life professionally, which is just explore the world, take adventure trips, go to remote, exotic locations, and then capture them all and share those back with other people so they can see how glorious the planet is, and also to hear about the stories behind the photographs. So these photographs really become sort of short films in their own way and become memories for people, not just for me.
Well, speaking of stories, do you have any stories? I mean, you've been everywhere, it sounds like. Do you have any special stories?
Well, you know, every place has their own special stories. I would say, you know, on the Falklands trip, there was one time where I wanted to photograph the rockhoppers jumping into the ocean off a cliff. But to get to them, I had to climb down a cliff.
Ooh.
And I did so without Doc Bill's knowledge, because if he was there, he would have told me that what I was doing was crazy, which he would have been right. But it took me, you know, a good 10 minutes to crawl down the side of a cliff next to the ocean with my camera gear in order to get a picture, a great picture and a great story of these penguins lining up to jump into the ocean and begin their day, again, to find the food and to take care of their family.
That's fascinating. And if I had been there, Roger, I would have been probably screaming, Roger, no, if I'd seen that.
On one of your trips, many trips to the Falkland, Roger, you stayed at a place called Sea Lion Island. I'd like you to talk a little briefly about that, because that has the large mammals and large amounts, and some people, they forget that the Falkland
has. Sea Lion Island is fantastic. In fact, all the Falklands are fantastic. This is just another place that I've had the privilege of going to. And there you have literally a lot of sea lions. So you have these massive sea lions on shore and on the water. You also will see massive elephant seals, a great, great collection, thousands of Arctic terns. And then you'll see almost all the typical penguins. You'll see the gentoos, the Magellanic. You won't see kings, but you'll see all the great wildlife that the Falklands are known for. So it's another great place to consider when you're planning your trip.
And they also have whales.
And they can have whales. You're right, Doc Bill. They'll have them in October, and they'll have the orcas coming in looking for some food on the beach. So literally the orcas will come sort of fly in when they see food and dock up on the beach, grab the food, and then slip back into the ocean.
Now, I have a question, though, from a travel agent standpoint, because I do a bit of travel agency work. Adventure travel sounds like it may be a little more expensive than your typical travel, where you can find discounts for cruises or discounts at resorts. So how does adventure travel fall into kind of being that budget thing to do? Is there such thing as that?
The answer is yes. There's all types of vacations. You can find inexpensive ones and super expensive ones. Same with adventure travel. So the important thing is to know, again, what your budget is before you get started, what's the experience you're looking for, and then you can just do the research, and you will find lots and lots and lots of adventure trips that fit every budget and every style.
And what about solo travel? I mean, is this adventure travel something you should do with a buddy, especially if you're going off that beaten path? Is that cool to go by yourself?
I think, again, it depends upon, you know, the country, the city, the activity. You know, it's good to use the State Department's website to know about, you know, which countries are on alert and which ones are safe to go to.
Good idea.
And also, it's important just to know yourself. And any place you go has risk, including here in America. So the important thing is to think it through, try to mitigate that risk. And if you can travel by yourself, I would say go do it. And if you can take a friend and create that bond and that memory together, even better. But I would not slow down. I would not hold back if you have to go by yourself. Most of my trips are solo.
Now, Roger, this has been fantastic having you on it. We'd love to have you come back and maybe do a show about, you know, photography travel, because, I mean, you definitely have done lots of that. How can people get in touch with you if they like to just know a little bit more about adventure travel?
I think if people have questions for me, it's probably just to send me an email, which is at Roger, R-O-G-E-R, dot Fishman, F-I-S-H-M-A-N, Fishman, at gmail.com. And they should just reference this radio program and you, Anita. And I'll get back to them as soon as I can.
Well, thank you so much. Now, you have to put me down for one of these adventure trips. I want to go. You can't just be the guys.
You're absolutely invited.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Now, this show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on Sapelo Island on the Georgia coast, where you can also have an adventure there. And next time when we come back, we're going to go to Macon, Georgia. We're going to keep it local. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDEN. Bye-bye.